One of the striking questions in Parshas Toldos, when Yitzchok wanted to give the brachos to Esav and not to Yaakov, and we are thunderstruck. Apparently, when the Torah says that Yitzchok's eyes are dimmed, v'techen eino meros, it's clear that there's a connection between that reality in his life, namely becoming blind, and Yaakov Avinu receiving the brachos. Everything is determined from on high. Hakomen Hashamayim. But of course the question is, why was it necessary to deliver the brachos to Yaakov in such a circuitous fashion, where Yitzchok would not be aware whom the recipient of the bracha is? Why couldn't Yaakov receive the brachas in a direct kind of fashion? The Maral lays down a fundamental yesod a number of times. Dvarim gedolim ein b'mikra. Great things don't happen coincidentally. And certainly, the brachas of Yitzchok to Yaakov that are of eternal consequence. Dvarim ha'omdim rumu shalolam are not coincidental. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Mesavev Hasibos, the one, the master puppeteer, directing traffic, the navigator par excellence, Dafka wanted the brachas should be delivered in a fashion that Yitzchok gave the bracha to Yaakov, but all along thinking he's giving the bracha to Esav. And the question is why? I heard from Hagoyin Harav Levenberg, who was Rosh Hashiva many, many years ago, has a wonderful son, also a Goyin in Lakewood, the following explanation. The Ramban lays down a kalal, Maisa Obis, Simon Labonim. Whatever happened to the Obos is essentially a guidepost for all generations. They were the trailblazers. They more or less created the contours of Jewish history, and we are just functioning to flesh in the details. Every prat to prat, every minor detail, from the time that Klal Yisrael emerged as a nation, more or less the guidelines were laid down by Avosenu HaKadoshim. So Hagoyin Harav Levenberg suggested the following. Had Yitzchok given the bracha to Yaakov, knowing full well that this is Yaakov, then the brachas would be chal on Klal Yisrael that are essentially in the bechina of Yaakov Avinu, namely, the brachas would relate to tzadikim gemurim, total tzadikim. But if one is not a tzadik, then the bracha would not be chal on such an individual. Hashem Yisbarach wanted these brachos to have eternal validity and consequence for all of Klal Yisrael, l'dor doros, irrespective of the particular matzav, and the bracha should be chal on every single Jew, irrespective of his or her religious situation. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that Yitzchok should not be aware that it was Yaakov. He should think it's Esav. The kavanah should be to give a bracha to Esav, and then thereby, the brachas achal on Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, the Doros, under all circumstances, to every single Jew, even if a Jew has descended to the depths, to the nadir, to a spiritual existence that is almost beneath dignity. And that's why Yaakov Avinu receives the brachos in the guise of Esav, wearing the garments of Esav. And even if Klal Yisrael behave as Esav, the brachas achal on them. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in his infinite wisdom, inscrutable wisdom, saw to it that Esav would ply Yitzchok with all kinds of shilas. Had he given Meiser and Melach and salt? So Yitzchok should want to give him a bracha and think that he's the biggest tzaddik. bigger than Yaakov Avinu, and Adraba. This was a divinely preordained act of Hashkocha, that this should be the agency and the methodology by which the brachas of Yaakov would be chal on every single Jew. And now we understand, in light of this yesod, some other rather extraordinary conundrums. At the end of Parshas told us, the Torah tells us, that Esav becomes a mechutin of Yishmael. And we learn out, Rashi cites from a famous Yerushalmi, Vayelech Esav bes Yishmael, Vayikach esmochalas bas Yishmael ben Abram, Achais nevoyais, lo liisha. From here Chazal say, the Lashon of mochalas, that a chosen, meichlin lo yikolav an Esav. A groom, all of his transgressions are forgiven the day of his chasana. Loshin mochlas, loshin mechila. So, it's amazing. From whom do we derive this? From Esav. And again, the answer is that irrespective of the particular chasan, even if he has veered from the path, diverted from the course, Esav incarnate, there's an absolute din that we are meichel or chasanim. No chasin is worse than Esav. Had we learned out the din of mechila from a tzaddik, of a regular beinoni kind of personality, that he is given mechila, we would not be able to derive this principle of giving mechila to every chasan, irrespective of his madrega. And a similar phenomena we find, the Gemara has in Brachis. What's the source that we need a minyan for a davar shebikdusha? And the answer is, because the Meraglim are called an Eda. Ad Masai lo Eda Horah Azais. 12 Meraglim, with the exception of Yeshua and Kolev, there were tzaddikim, 10 remain, and that's the Makar that serves as a source for the concept of a minyan. 10 people for a davar shebikdusha. And again, a davar pele. How is that possible? A minyan, davar shebikdusha, is derived dafka from 10 meraglim who said lashon hara about Eretz Yisrael. Vayimasu b'Eretz Chemda. And again, the answer is, since we derive this from meraglim who are rishoyim, they're called an eda. Call Asara mi Yisrael, any 10 Jews, even those that are very regular, very plain, nondescript, not Bala Madrega, constitute a minion if there are 10 of them. Had we learned it out from Tzaddikim, then the concept of a minion would be very limited to righteous, devout individuals. Continuing on this vein, we know, Chazal tell us, Avraham Avinu. From whom does he emerge? From Terach, Avi Avram, wallowing in Avodah Zarah, an oil manufacturer. How's that possible? Avraham Avinu, whom Chazal called Tchilo the Gerim. The Mishnah writes in the Dorim. From Avraham Avinu, we emerged from the status of being Bnei Noach and now became Bnei Yisrael. Eile told us HaShemayim Be'aretz Behi Baram Sechazal. That Loshen Behi Baram has in it be Avraham. In the Schus of Avraham, the Ribbono Shel Olam created heaven and earth. And yet, Avram emerges from Terach at Eved Avodah Zarah. Terach gave over his son to Nimrod to be thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh. And if not for the miraculous intervention of Hashem Yisbarach, Rachman al-Islan, it could have been disaster. V'nechi of Aveifer. Avram Avinu almost became ashes in the Kivshon Aish. And this is what Chazal say. L'haitzi yokar mizaylo. Look what emerged from the loins of Terach. Avram Avinu. Eson, the rock, the Amud HaChesed. And continuing in this vein, Rivka Imenu, where does she come from? Where does she hail from? And the Pasuk says, Bikachta yes Rivka, Yitzchak married Rivka, Bas Bisuel Harami, Mi Padan Aram, Achais Lovon Harami Loli Isha. And Rashi comments over there in Bereshis Chavdalid, Pasuk Nunhei, the daughter of Bisuel Arusha, the sister of Lavan, Arusha, Mekeman Sheresha, surrounded by all types of shady, evil shysters. Apele, Rivka, Imenu, the mother of Klal Yisrael, should emerge from such a surrounding. Rachel Valeya, the mothers of Klal Yisrael, were the daughters of Lavan, Arusha. That Lavan, Shebikesh Lakores HaKol, a bigger Russia than Paro. Paro was only Gozer al Scharim on the meals. Tamua. Why were these Sidkoniyos emanating from Rishoyim, from environs that were suffused with wickedness? Clearly, all this is not B'mikra. All this is not a happenstance. It was divinely directed and ordained by Hashem Yisbarach. Maise Ova Simu Labonim. Fascinatingly, in the beginning of Bereshis, when the Torah describes the Bria, so there we have a pasuk, well known to all of us. The Aretz Aisa Sova Vo V'Cheshech Alpenei Tahom. The environment was one of nothingness, desolation, darkness. The Ruach Elokim Erachefes al Pnei Amoyim. The Ruach of Hashem is Barach, hovering. Say Chazal, Tohu, that refers to the Babylonian kingdom. Bohu refers to the Malchus Modai, the Medes. Cheshech, darkness, are the Greeks, Malchus Yavon. Al Pnei Tahom refers to Edom, Malchus Harsha. V'ruach Elokim, despite this unbelievably terrible, sordid background, four Malachim, four empires, evil empires. V'ruach Elokim Rachefes, hovering over all this, is the Ruach HaMelech HaMashiach. And the Maral, in his Sefer, in his Kuntres and Chanukah Ner Mitzvah, explains, based on this Medrash, Klal Yisrael were destined to go through many different matzovim, many different situations of tzoros for thousands of years from the time we became a nation. All types of gzeros directed against us in Gashmias, in Ruchnias, Shmad, anti-Semitism, Sina. How were we able to weather all this? As we mentioned, the Agodah Shel Pesach, B'chol dor v'dor, in every generation, Omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, they want to destroy us. They want us to literally be wiped off the planet. V'akadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom, our ability to countenance and weather all these sorrows, because our avos and imos underwent similar kind of privation and difficulty. Maisa avos simulabon. They are the ones who are able to weather all these nisyonos. They were the trailblazers. They taught us Mesiras Nefesh. They taught us commitment, fidelity to our emunah. And this yisod is also found in Svarim, commenting on the psukim in the parsha of Vo'era in Sefer Shmos, where Hashem says, Vo'era l'Abram l'Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'kel Shakai, Rashi has a comment, Vo'era l'Avos. And everyone asks in this Rashi, what's the Chiddush? The Pasuk said, Hashem appears to Abram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. What does Rashi tell us, El Ha'avos? So the Be'er Moshe suggests, Rashi's Mechadish. We're not talking about the Avos, Abram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, each one individually, Mitzad Atzmon. We're talking about the Avos who are models for Deirei Deireis. Kol Maisi Avos. Similar bonim for future generations. So therefore, we have here a fundamental yesod. Had Abraham Avinu emerged from some tzaddik, then it would not be possible that tzaddikim could somehow emerge from Rishoyim. Because that which did not happen to the Avos does not happen to the bonim. That's a klal gadol. It's a yesod. The imahos, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, came from Rishoyim. Pesua, the Laban. Rivka is the sister of Laban. Mikoyman, she resha, surrounded by wickedness. And then there were tzikonios. It's possible for tzaddikim and tzikonios to emerge even from a context of Rishoyim. That's what the Abbas and imahos taught us. The Gemara says in Gittin, "Bnei Bonav Shel Haman, the grandchildren of Haman, Lomdu Torah b'Bnei Brak, v'Tamidei Chachomim in Bnei Brak." So we know Chazal tell us that the Imahos were Akaros; they were not able to have children. Leah was an Akara, and Hashem Vayiftach Es Rachma in His mercy and His compassion gave her the ability to have children. By Sarah Imenu, it says, Ein lo v'lod. According to Chazal, she was lacking everything. Everything was in this. Dafka the Imos were Hakaros. Of course, the Gemara says in Yevamis, Shakorosh Baruch Mis'ave L'Tfilosim Shal Tzadikim. He wants them to daven. And therefore they were Akaros. Hashem loves the tefillos of tzaddikim and tzikonios. But here, in light of the yesod that we lay down, Adrabah, the birth, the fact that these imos gave birth to wonderful children in order that klal yisrael the dorei doros in the most difficult of circumstances will be fruitful, will multiply, as we saw in Mitzrayim, with the Avodas Perech, Kol HaBen Ayila Ra'iru Tashlichu, the intimidation, the threat of being thrown into the Nile, and other difficulties, and yet, they multiplied, Poru Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayatzmu, Bimeinein, Shisha Bekeres Echad, all the Nisim that occurred, and 70 nefashos that went down to Mitzrayim, wow, became a great nation. Why? Because of the yesod laid down by Aboseinu v'Imoseinu HaKadoshim. Rashi quotes, it's also Chazal, Gemara in Shabbos. Vayotze oso achutza. Hashem told him, Habitna Hashemayim musra kichovim tuchal disparol sam. Go outside. Look at the heavens, the constellations. Can you count all the stars? Vayom aloko yezarecha. And Rashi says, Tzei mitztagninu sholcha. You saw through the mazalos, through the zodiac, and through the constellations, you won't have a child. That's true. Abram will not have a child. But Abraham, he will have a child. Sarai will not give birth, but Sarah will give birth. Their mazel will change. So the koyach hilada of Avram and Sarai Menu is l'mala midarach hateva, l'mala mi'amazolos. The Sfas Emes writes in Parsha Shmos, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. On the pasuk Behein Lo Yaminu Lo, he says Shegolus Mitzrayim Hayoshoy Reish Lechala Golios. That was the foundation for all the exiles, and the Geula was the Mafteach of Geulas and Shal Yisrael B'chalat Zara Shebeilam. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Geula to be, even though we were literally in the 49th level of Tumah, almost at the point of no return. And the Geula sprouted forth through Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Tzadiki Ador. The Baal Turim writes in Parshas Va'era, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, on the pasuk where the Torah describes the Dal Lashon Shagula, Vaytzeitzi Vitzalti Vigalti Velakachti Kineged Dal Malchios. Yitzhi Gulas Mitzrayim was the son of all Goluyos, and therefore all the Malchios that were going to emerge and unfold in the future have their source in Gulas Mitzrayim. Yodua b'shem the Ariyah Kodesh, Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were Memtesh Sharituma. They had to be redeemed. Otherwise, Rachman al-Litzlan, they would have no longer been extant. They were almost the lowest level of Tuma. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachamav redeemed them. Certainly it would have been better had they been redeemed earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them in Mitzrayim. They were shakua b'mem tashari tuma, and yet they were redeemed. As the haftocha that was given to Abraham Avinu, ki ger yezaracho b'yaretz lo lohem, v'avodim v'inu osam abame oshono, v'gam esagoy asher yavodu don anochi, yachrei chen yetzu b'chush godol. It's possible for a person to be descending to the depths, to the doldrums, what the Gemara calls in Makis, you read all the Tzorech Aliyah, described by the Ramban Barichos in Parshas Vayigash. And they came to Madregas of Naseh v'Nishma, the highest Madregas of Kabbalah Satera. So Dafke in Mitzrayim, Bein HaMitzorim, in straitened circumstances, The Egyptians at Zirma Susim Zirmosam, Daimim Lebehemes, Klal Yisrael become an Uma Shlema of Shishim Riba. Why did the Hashgacha see to it that this should be the situation? And the answer is Mitzrayim is Rosh Kol HaGoluyos. It's not counted among the Dalai Goluyos that I mentioned earlier. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the foundation. And we went, Me'abdus L'cheirus, had we not been in a Mokom Tuma, in Mem Teshari Tuma, we would not be as we are today. This was the Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. And all the Shvatim were born in Chutzar, to the exception of Binyamin. Because had the Shvatim been born in Eretz Yisrael and grown up there, again, Klal Yisrael would not be able to survive being in Golos, being in Chutz Aretz, being ensconced in Tumas Eretz Amim, only because they were born and raised and grew in Chutz Aretz, Klal Yisrael have a Zchus Kiyum even in Golos. So Yaakov Avinu becomes the Adam HaSholem. The Gemara says in Chulin, Dmus Yukno Chakuka Al Kisi Yaakovid, B'chir Shebavos, Shufre Di Yaakov, K'shufre Dodam Arishom. So one could be attached, surrounded, completely ensconced in an environment of Rishos, and it's possible to rise to incredibly high Madregas. All this was taught to us by Avoseinu and Imoseinu HaKdoshim. Yaakov Avinu, we know, by Yeshiv Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Yeshiv B'Shalva, he wanted to have some respite from all of his difficulties, all of his sorrows. Kafatz alav reiza sheyaseif. What does this mean? The bakasha for shalva on the part of Yaakov Avinu was a tshuka, a desire to be immersed in avodas Hashem Yisbarach without any rifyon, just as he learned in the yeshiva of Shem Eber for 14 years. Suddenly now he was on a higher madrega. So why is it so not positive? If Yaakov wants leishe b'shalva, and the answer is, what Yaakov wanted was to reach a level of shleimus in Torah v'avodah. But as the father of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov came to the recognition that it's not possible for Klal Yisrael to have such progeny, l'dori doros, kol banayich limudi Hashem, without rogues osher Yosef. Without that backdrop, without that scenery, scenarios of all types of influences of a deleterious nature, that's the way Klal Yisrael has to emerge. And this was taught to us by Avoseinu HaKadoshim v'Imoseinu HaKadoshis. Ribbono Shel Olam should show us niflois mitaraseinu akdesha. In a nutshell, the whole concept of Yitzhak being a summa in order that Yaakov should get the brachas was not just coincidental happenstance, but almost the Beis Halev's Yisoid, Siba Miseva. Wasn't that because he was a summa, he didn't know whom he was giving a bracha to? Adraba! Ribbono Shel Olam wanted him to give a bracha to Yaakov, thinking that he was Esav, so the bracha would be to Esav, and thereby he became a summa. Wow. Yisoid Godol in our history, and there's no question that this is the story of Jewish history. Zigzags, ups and downs, never a straight course. This was the Ratzon HaBeri Yisbarach Shemai. Halavai, we should emerge from all this stronger, with a renewed commitment, with greater fortitude and courage to do Avodas Hashem, and thereby be granted a Mitzvah Hashem Bekorov, the Netzach Nitzachim that we are all davening for and looking for. We should be Zeichet Bekorov. B'mehar b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.